Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 11:47. You are listening to News Talk A3O WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Okay, I am just trying to do my show and mind my own business. And I keep hearing ping, ding, ding, ding-along, ding-dang-do. Because the Twin Cities Business Magazine has put out a story about my podcasting platform and how, by the grace of God and prayer and pushing and perseverance, we've landed some major partnerships and sponsors, Fortune 500 companies that call Minnesota home. And two of those, Target and General Mills, have just signed up. And so I'm so grateful for that. And I'm also so grateful to spread the word in our local publications to let other Black business owners know what's possible. It is not out of reach. It is not something that can't be done. I'm operating a podcasting platform out of the basement of my home with 10 weekly shows, all hosted by Black subject experts who are local right here to the Twin Cities. And Comcast and Hy-Vee and Target and General Mills all sponsor my network. Why? Because there is value in micro influencers. There's value in Black media. And we have to let the world know about our worth. And so I'm grateful to Allie Kaplan and her team at Twin Cities Business Magazine. She is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Girl, look, I can't even do my show trying to respond on social media because the story done popped and everybody is losing their minds.
What timing I have. You don't need me, Shaletta. The story's all yours. You're the girl, one who knows what's going on.
Girl, let me tell you something. I was so glad to talk to you because, you know, a lot of times you do stories and I don't ever code switch. So I'm always this tone. I'm always this way. But it's just something about talking to people that you know who are local mm-hmm. to your community, who've watched you grow, where you can just be Absolutely. Honest. And say what you feel. Yeah. Because when we were talking for this story, you know, one of the things that, you know, you said, okay, Shaletta, so what's next? You know, what's next? You got Target, you got General Mills, you fought like a dog for a year to get them to sponsor your podcast and platform. What you got coming up? And I said, I want 3M, I want Medtronic, I want Best Buy. And you were like, Shaletta, wait, girl, wait.
You know, aim high, you got to name it to claim it.
Girl, and this is the thing, like I told you, you know, right now, if somebody from the north side calls and says, Shaletta, we got 200 kids that need school supplies. Can you help? I got to go call Target and ask them, you know, to give me some papers and pens and book bags. You know, I got to call General Mills, you know, if these families need, you know, snacks for their lunch. I got to call Hy-Vee if people need turkeys and dressing for Thanksgiving meals in underserved communities because they don't have money. I want it to stop right here. I want people mm-hmm. to be able to call me, and I have enough support from sponsors and commercial advertisers that I can just write the damn check. They don't have to call me to call Hy-Vee. They can call me and I can write the check. Because I guarantee you, when somebody calls Oprah for help, she ain't calling nobody else.
Well, she might because, you know, she likes to hold on to some of the money. But no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And I think one of the things that I think is really interesting if we, you know, kind of zoom out a little bit and look at what you're doing and look at how these big companies are starting to respond. And yes, maybe it took them a while, but I think what you're doing is such a great example of of how media partnerships are evolving, right? And like you said, we've got to think beyond the traditional model. And I think, you know, places like Comcast and General Mills, they want to reach the community. And there's as much value in reaching a small group of people from a neighborhood as there is in reaching millions. You can have more impact with a smaller focused message, and you are that connection to the community.
And this is the thing. It's a trusted connection. You know, we this podcast and platform is only 2 years old, but I've been working in this community with people who are in underserved communities, helping them have better lives since I got here. And so this is just an extension of what my family and I have been doing for a decade here, right here in Minnesota. So whether it is handing out kids books or carbon monoxide detectors or, you know, having rallies or working with high school kids who have mental health issues or providing free workshops for families whose children have autism, we are there. And what these companies have to realize, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, is, and we talked about this during the interview, we're talking to Allie Kaplan on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. Her magazine just popped out a story right during my show about my partnerships on the podcast and platform with Target and General Mills and Comcast and Hy-Vee. And is that, you know, micro influencers, people who have a strong reach on social media and in the community, is the way that these companies can build up their brand loyalty. You know, I got folks who pass up 3 or 4 grocery stores to go to Hy-Vee and shop because their cousin on the north side got a Thanksgiving basket. Or, you know, their dad picked up a ham for Easter because he couldn't otherwise have afforded one. And that means something to people. And I'm glad these companies realize that, Allie.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the other thing, Shaletto, you know, we talked months ago and this, I mean, obviously you've been working on this forever, but as the big companies in town have made these major statements and commitments as far as equity goes, you know, you started calling out, it was late last year when we talked, when you said, hey, what about local media? You know, Target is making commitments to Essence Magazine and Revolt, you know, producing and some of these big national platforms. What about the locals? What about the locals in our own community? And it is really, I think it must be gratifying to you to see that they are responding and that they are getting more specific about, you know, Target came out with a big report in May stating what progress it has made. Not saying that the work is done, but saying here are the commitments we've made. Here's where the money is going. Here's what we're doing to make good on this $2 billion promise. And you're part of that.
Girl, let me tell you something. My grandmama told me charity begins at home. You can't walk over the people in your neighborhood, in your community, the people who live next door to you, and step out somewhere else to help. You know, and when I start seeing Target, you know, with Revolt and all those other national media outlets like Essence Magazine and me and the Spokesman and Georgia Ford and the Sohan Journal and Twyla Dang and Jasmine Springer, we're sitting here, you know, looking around at each other like, did anybody hear from them? Has anybody heard from them?
Right.
And the answer was no. I just felt like it was time for us to lock arms and look for receipts. You know, because black media in this town, we are not in competition. We are comrades. And when we came together for that, you know, event, we had kind of a town hall meeting where we were looking for Target and General Mills and Best Buy and all these other companies who had pledged monies after George Floyd died and nobody had received those funds to make good on their promise. And so, yeah, it was an uphill battle, but I'm so glad that they honored their commitment. They came around and saw the value in partnering with us. And, you know, we didn't shake anybody down. You know, I'm not the mob. However, I do need to know where your loyalty lies. And again, charity begins at home. I'm sorry. You just can't walk over your neighbors who are hungry and go somewhere else and feed a different community and then come back home over your starving neighbors, go in your house and close the door. You just can't do it.
Well, I just think it's nice to know that when you speak up, it does, they are listening. And even when it's a top Fortune 500 company, they are listening, and it does make a difference. And, hopefully it's the beginning of major and sustained change. And I think you're part of that. And I loved what you said about, this isn't just for Juneteenth. It isn't for Black History Month. These need to be long-term partnerships to show that we can really move the needle and make a difference. And you're doing that, Shaletta.
Well, girl, I can't do it unless the message is amplified. So I thank you for seeing the value in sharing my story. Girl, I don't know how many retweets it's got, but my phone, I got it on silent, but it is hopping over the table because it is vibrating every time somebody retweets or likes or posts something about it.
I love it.
Everyone can go to just
TCBMag.com to read the story now and get the full report.
Yes, honey, the whole tea. The whole tea. Allie Kaplan got the whole tea. Thank you for sharing my story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.